Listening, Part 4. Listen and choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Question 1. A husband and wife are talking about a new fitness class. How does the woman feel about joining the class? A. Anxious about causing herself an injury. B. Worried that she will be the oldest member. C. Concerned that she will be unable to keep up.
You've got your extreme fitness class tomorrow, haven't you?
Yeah, I must have been mad to sign up for it. What was I thinking?
Well, you said you wanted to challenge yourself.
Oh, it'll be a challenge, all right. I mean, I'm hardly a teenager anymore.
Look, it's all about attitude. Tell yourself that you're as good as the others, and you will be.
I'll certainly give it my best shot, just as long as I don't overdo it and end up being off work for weeks. That's the main thing.
You'll be fine.
Now listen again.
You've got your extreme fitness class tomorrow, haven't you?
Yeah, I must have been mad to sign up for it. What was I thinking?
Well, you said you wanted to challenge yourself.
Oh, it'll be a challenge, all right. I mean, I'm hardly a teenager anymore.
Look, it's all about attitude. Tell yourself that you're as good as the others, and you will be.
I'll certainly give it my best shot, just as long as I don't overdo it and end up being off work for weeks. That's the main thing.
You'll be fine.
Question 2. A girl is leaving a voicemail message for her father. What does she want her father to do? A. Help her to gather data. B. Pay an unexpected bill. C. Call the internet provider.
Dad, it's Laura. I need you to do me a favour. Our Wi-Fi's gone down again, and I really need to get on with my project. I've still got tons of research to do, and I need some support. It's getting ridiculous. We're being charged a lot for this service. Can you sort it out, please? I don't want to have to go to the library. I know it won't have everything I need, but at this rate, I might have no choice. Anyway, let me know what they say. Text me, okay?
Now listen again.
Dad, it's Laura. I need you to do me a favour. Our Wi-Fi's gone down again, and I really need to get on with my project. I've still got tons of research to do, and I need some support. It's getting ridiculous. We're being charged a lot for this service. Can you sort it out, please? I don't want to have to go to the library. I know it won't have everything I need, but at this rate, I might have no choice. Anyway, let me know what they say. Text me, okay?
Question 3. A husband and wife are discussing home repairs. The woman says that the man A. has to build the bookcase, B. ought to try to fix the front door, C. needs to focus on the floorboards.
I'm planning to do some DIY tomorrow. There are a few things that need fixing.
Well, better late than never, as they say.
OK, I'll put that bookcase together, shall I?
Someone hasn't been in the study recently. Anyway, the front door seems to be sticking. It's probably swollen in the summer heat. You sorted out the back one last year, right?
That's right. I'll have a go at those loose floorboards too.
Actually, the guy who fixes those is coming round next week.
Oh, OK.
Now listen again.
I'm planning to do some DIY tomorrow. There are a few things that need fixing.
Well, better late than never, as they say.
OK, I'll put that bookcase together, shall I?
Someone hasn't been in the study recently. Anyway, the front door seems to be sticking. It's probably swollen in the summer heat. You sorted out the back one last year, right?
That's right. I'll have a go at those loose floorboards too.
Actually, the guy who fixes those is coming round next week.
Oh, OK.
Question 4. A woman is leaving a message for the manager of a company. What is the main purpose of the woman's message? A. To request a personal visit. B. To ask for her call to be returned. C. To inquire about a range of products.
Hello, this is Sylvie Rodriguez speaking. My elderly mother's just come to live with me, and she's having some difficulty getting up and down the stairs. I'm thinking of having a stair lift fitted, so she'll be able to manage by herself. You've got quite a selection, and there are a few that look promising. I think it would be helpful for you to see the situation for yourself. Meanwhile, I'll have another look through your catalogue to narrow down my options. Anyway, I'll confirm all this in an email. I look forward to your reply.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is Sylvie Rodriguez speaking. My elderly mother's just come to live with me, and she's having some difficulty getting up and down the stairs. I'm thinking of having a stair lift fitted, so she'll be able to manage by herself. You've got quite a selection, and there are a few that look promising. I think it would be helpful for you to see the situation for yourself. Meanwhile, I'll have another look through your catalogue to narrow down my options. Anyway, I'll confirm all this in an email. I look forward to your reply.
Question 5. A brother and sister are talking about a science magazine. What is the subject of the article they mention? A. The planets. B. The weather. C. The atmosphere.
This new natural science magazine's great.
Yeah, I thought it looked interesting.
Who knew there was so much going on all around us?
You mean in terms of gases and stuff? It's all a bit complex for me, actually. Science never was my best subject.
I know, but it's all explained in a way that you can get your head around. Like that piece on how lightning forms and its effects. You know, the one you read recently.
Our world's amazing, isn't it?
It is. I find our entire solar system very interesting, actually.
Now listen again.
This new natural science magazine's great.
Yeah, I thought it looked interesting.
Who knew there was so much going on all around us?
You mean in terms of gases and stuff? It's all a bit complex for me, actually. Science never was my best subject.
I know, but it's all explained in a way that you can get your head around. Like that piece on how lightning forms and its effects. You know, the one you read recently.
Our world's amazing, isn't it?
It is. I find our entire solar system very interesting, actually.